what was the priestly status of the Blessed Virgin Mary? Was she a Levite? Hey, this is Taylor Marshall. Thanks for listening to the Taylor Marshall Show. This is a special episode. It's just a short one. I'm answering a question today that a reader left on my Facebook wall. His name is Ignacio Puyo Besa, and he left this question. Good day, Dr. Taylor. I hope all is well with you. I have a question for you. This is an excerpt from a conversation I had with someone regarding your book, The Crucified Rabbi. The person says, all I'm saying is that Taylor said Jesus was not a descendant of Aaron, and if that were true, Jesus wouldn't be qualified to be the Messiah. By the way, it's through Mary's genealogy that he's related to Aaron. Do you have any comments? Have a great one. So, Ignacio, thanks for this great question, this objection that someone had after reading The Crucified Rabbi. And I think it's worth noting. That's why I wanted to make a little tiny podcast here, just a few minutes, looking at this question of Mary's genealogical status, whether she's a Levite, whether she's a Judite, and whether this matters. Of course, both Matthew's Gospel and Luke's Gospel begin with a genealogy tracing the lineage of Christ back to King David and from King David to Judah. And this is important because all the prophecies of the Old Testament relate that the Messiah is going to come from the tribe of Judah and that the Messiah must be a descendant of King David. Now, this idea that the Blessed Virgin Mary must be a Levite or an Aaronite, this is not the first time I've heard this. It is an error, and it's refuted by the Epistle to the Hebrews in the New Testament. The Epistle to the Hebrews teaches that Melchizedek is the prototype for the highest and greatest and most profound priesthood there is. That is the priesthood of Christ. Melchizedek, you'll remember, offered bread and wine as a sacrifice for Abraham. And the argument of Hebrews is that the priesthood of the Levites was an inferior and weak priesthood because it was a probational priesthood. The Levitical priesthood is based on a plan B strategy for the idolatry of the people of Israel. You remember that God chose all of Israel to be his priestly people, to be his firstborn on earth, and they immediately worshiped the golden calf, which was crafted by Aaron. And as a result, the people lost their priestly status. And the only tribe that did not worship the golden calf was the tribe of Levi. And so God awarded, he actually said, today you have ordained yourselves priests. God awarded the priesthood only to the tribe of Levi. But this was provisional. Remember, God's plan is for his people to be priestly. And ultimately, he's going to do this by having his son born of a virgin, incarnate, and he is going to incorporate all of us into the priesthood of Christ because we are united in Christ. As St. Paul says, we are partakers of Christ. We are members of Christ. Through baptism, we are united to his life, his death, and his resurrection, and that's how we're justified. So this is the constant teaching of the New Testament, especially of St. Paul. So the natural law before Moses was a priesthood of the firstborn. It passed from father to son. And we see that in the New Testament, the eternal priesthood also passes from father to son. And by here, I mean God the Father to God the Son. So this eternal priesthood, this priesthood of previously of natural law, and then this priesthood of the new covenant, and actually of the Trinity itself, is an eternal priesthood of Father to Son. And by the way, all of this is in St. Thomas Aquinas. I'd encourage you, if you want to get deep in this, look at St. Thomas Aquinas's commentary on the Epistle of Hebrews, especially the first half. Now, Mary is known liturgically as the Tower of David. She is a descendant of David, not of Aaron. Now, she may have had some trace Levite blood because the tribes did intermarry over time, but that's not her identity. That's not her genealogical pedigree. Her pedigree is of Judah, and it's from David. And this is the emphasis of Matthew and of Luke, but also of Christ himself. He's identifying himself as a Davidic Messiah because he is. And this is why Scripture calls him the Lion of Judah. He's not the Lion of Levi, because his priesthood exceeds that of the Levites. And also remember, Christ was very critical of the Levitical assembly. Remember the story of the Good Samaritan? He criticizes the Levitical priest and the Levite. And also remember, it was the Levites themselves, the Sanhedrin, that killed Christ. So in summary, the Blessed Virgin Mary was a descendant of Judah through David, and this is what gives Christ his human lineage from King David. It's what makes him king of the Jews, king of actually the entire universe because of the promise that God made to David. So hope this is helpful. I've left four articles over at taylormarshall.com to help you think through this idea of Levites and Levitical priesthood and as it relates to the New Testament priesthood. It's one of my favorite subjects. I've got an article here called Gentile Priests and Levites. I've got another one, was John the Baptist a Levite? Yes, he was a Levite. Was Pope also one on Pope St. Leo on Levites and priests in the New Covenant, and then a shorter piece, Land, Promise, Levites, and the New Covenant. So you can find all of that easily through links over at taylormarshall.com. I encourage you to check that out. And thanks again for listening. I might be doing more of these from time to time, these little short podcast episodes, especially when someone asks a great question like Ignacio did today on Facebook. And also, if you don't follow me on Facebook, please go into Facebook if you're on there and put in the search bar Dr. Taylor Marshall and you'll find my Facebook page, like it, and you can ask questions there. Maybe I'll feature one of your questions in one of these mini podcasts. Okay, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for all your support. And remember that our Lord Jesus Christ said that you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty.